This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. has hit another sad milestone in the fight against COVID. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The U.S. has now surpassed 900,000 deaths from COVID-19. In fact, Johns Hopkins University reports it's close to 903,000 Americans who have died since the start of the pandemic. This evening on Capitol Hill, lawmakers will gather and observe a moment of silence. And as COVID fatigue continues and many communities are easing mask and travel requirements throughout Asia, another spike is reported. Linked to the Lunar New Year celebrations, I'm Jackie Quinn.
Will Russia invade neighbor Ukraine? Moscow says it will not, but fears are growing that it will. Today, French President Macron is holding talks in Moscow with Russian President Putin. And President Biden will meet at the White House with the German chancellor. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Asked what he thinks Putin is looking for, President Biden says,
things he cannot get.
On where things stand, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells Fox News Sunday,
my job here is not to predict what exactly will happen day to day. It is to prepare for any contingency, including a contingency where Russian forces drive on the Ukrainian capital.
And if that happens,
it will come at a strategic cost to Russia.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
So far, the U.S. has won 3 silver medals at the Winter Olympics in Beijing. Chinese tennis player Peng Shuai has given a controlled interview in Beijing that touched on sexual assault allegations she made against a former high-ranking member of China's ruling Communist Party. She said in the interview that she never claimed that anyone made her submit to a sexual assault, as she put it. Here at home, gas prices are rising. Gas is $3.44 a gallon this morning, up 7 cents in a week. This is AP News. A just-released report accuses North Korea of stealing a lot of money.
UN experts say North Korea's continuing to steal hundreds of millions of dollars from financial institutions and cryptocurrency firms and exchanges, illicit money that is an important source of funding for its nuclear and missile programs, it says. The panel of experts say that according to an unnamed government, North Korea's cyber actors stole more than $50 million between 2020 and mid-21 from at least 3 cryptocurrency exchanges in North America, Europe and Asia, probably reflecting, it says, a shift to diversify its cybercrime operations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Navy has identified a Navy SEAL candidate who died just hours after completing Hell Week as 24-year-old Kyle Mullen. Cause of his death is unknown at the moment. An investigation is underway. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.